Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the simply massive universe around our very small planet. And we check in with Christopher Phillips at the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, what's going on this week? Welcome back.
Hello, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, Saturn continues to set earlier and earlier in our evening skies in the south, and it will set at around about 8:26 p.m. The moon this week will be a thin crescent. This, of course, means that we shall have wonderful dark skies here in the islands. Perfect for stargazing.
From dark skies to blue skies, and in a place that I don't think anybody would have expected it, and certainly not coming so soon since the recent discovery of water on Mars. Now there's blue skies and seemingly water in a whole different place. And it relates to the Mauna Kea summit.
It is a surprise indeed. The Mauna Kea observatories were instrumental in the success of NASA's New Horizons probe during its Pluto mission. New Horizons data has continually streamed to Earth, and we have found it actually has blue skies.
It's not exactly like our blue skies, right?
Pluto's atmosphere is incredibly thin compared to the Earth. Now, here on the Earth, sunlight is scattered by molecules in our atmosphere, and that's what gives us that lovely blue sky that we have. The same thing is happening on Pluto, except Pluto's atmosphere is a lot thinner, and so this gives us a haze.
Would it be a more dim sort of experience?
It would be very dim, and in fact, you'd probably only pick it out if you were looking towards the horizon.
Like an experience of being at dawn or dusk where the light source was really far away on the horizon.
Exactly.
We know a little bit about Mars's atmosphere. What about other atmospheres elsewhere in the solar system?
Well, you'd actually be surprised. A lot of the moons of Jupiter and Saturn have very thin atmospheres. These thin atmospheres give us clues as to what's happening down on the surface. And in the case of Pluto, we've had yet another amazing revelation, because data from the New Horizons probe indicates that we have evidence for an ocean of liquid water under the surface of Pluto.
And this would be water, or is there some variant in the mixture?
It's water.
No need to pack a lot on that voyage, I guess. How does the temperature provide for something like that?
Well, the heat would come from deep within Pluto itself, probably left over from when Pluto was formed at the beginning of the solar system.
And that's what would keep it that far away from the sun, still liquefied.
Exactly.
What a trip. And that, again, as you were saying, not something that we would have ever expected to find.
No, the solar system just keeps on surprising us.
Thank you for the report, Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.